Lesson 14, Grammar Practice. Practice 1. Now let's practice the inanimate object infixes. Answer each question in the affirmative with the appropriate infix. Don't repeat the noun itself, but rather use the equivalent of an English direct object pronoun in your answer. Translate your answers into English.
Uliona viatu vyako?
Did you find your shoes?
Ndio, niliviona.
Yes, I found them.
Unapenda kitanda hiki?
Do you like this bed?
Ndio, ninakipenda.
Yes, I like it.
Umepata pesa zako?
Did you get your money?
Ndio, nimezipata.
Yes, I got them.
Umependa hii kompyuta?
Do you like this computer?
Ndio, nimeipenda.
Yes, I like it.
Umesoma gazeti la leo?
Did you read today's newspaper?
Ndio, nimelisoma.
Yes, I read it.
Ulikodi ule mchezo?
Did you rent that movie?
Ndio, niliukodi.
Yes, I rented it.
Unapenda michezo ya kutisha?
Do you like horror movies?
Ndio, ninaipenda.
Yes, I like them.
Mtaweza kujenga ukuta huu?
Will you be able to build this wall?
Ndio, tutaujenga.
Yes, we will build it.
Ulinunua mapapai?
Did you buy the papayas?
Ndio, nilianunua.
Yes, I bought them.
Unakupenda kuimba kwake?
Do you like his, her singing?
Ndio, ninakupenda.
Yes, I like it. Practice 2. Now let's practice the
G
reflexive. You'll hear a Swahili sentence with a direct object, such as, the student praises the teacher. Change the sentence so that it's reflexive. The student praises himself or herself. The English is given to guide you, and you should give the English translation of your answer as well.
Mwanafunzi anamsifu mwalimu.
The student praises the teacher.
Mwanafunzi anajisifu.
The student praises himself, herself.
Lucy anampenda David.
Lucy loves David.
Lucy anajipenda.
Lucy loves herself.
Rafiki zetu walimwalika Muhammad.
Our friends invited Muhammad.
Rafiki zetu walijialika.
Our friends invited themselves.
Asha anaangalia kioo.
Asha is looking at the mirror.
Asha anajiangalia.
Asha is looking at herself.
Sikuamini.
I don't trust you.
Sijiamini.
I don't trust myself. Practice 3. Now let's practice location expressions and the
mahali
noun class. First, you'll hear a few phrases in English that refer to specific locations. Give the Swahili equivalent. This place.
Mahali hapa.
His or her place.
Mahali pake.
That place.
Mahali pale.
That is our place.
Pale ni mahali petu.
Practice 4. Now let's try the same thing as in practice 3, but use general or indefinite locations. You'll hear a few phrases in English. Give the Swahili equivalent. Remember, do not use the word
mahali.
This place is good.
Huku ni kuzuri.
My home.
Nyumbani kwangu.
That place.
Kule.
That is our place.
Kule ni kwetu.
This place is not yours.
Huku si kwenu.
Great! Practice 5. Finally, let's practice a few sentences with adjectives. Translate the following into Swahili. The cues will tell you whether you should use specific
pa
agreement or indefinite
ku
agreement. California is a big place. Use
pa
agreement.
California ni mahali pakubwa.
This place is narrow. Use
ku
agreement.
Huku ni kwembamba.
Zanzibar is very beautiful. Use
pa
agreement.
Zanzibar ni pazuri sana.
That place is small. Use
ku
agreement.
Kule ni kudogo.
Dar es Salaam is big. Use
pa
agreement.
Dar es Salaam ni pakubwa.